Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
And this is Doug.
I'll take the blame for that one because I kind of tricked you by saying it so fast. Coming to you from the UCB Theater on a bitterly bitter cold. Thank you guys for coming on what is for California a very, very cold night. everyone listening all over the country hates me right now for even insinuating that we have any that we're suffering at all out here. But we are at the UCB Theater in L.A. on Tuesday, February 4th. Sober January is over. I don't know if you could hear that, but that was me, the sound of me opening the world's greatest beer. Ugh. Okay, and 2014 Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead. San Francisco, Saturday at 4:20. I'm interrupting Twilight New Moon at the Castro Theater, a big, beautiful theater and big, crappy movie. sfsketchfest.com for tickets. Jacksonville, Florida. I'm interrupting the classic Point Break on President's Day, get it, at 4:20 at the Sunray Cinemas. And everyone who lives everywhere else, watch Getting Doug with High on Wednesdays at 4:15 Pacific Time, youtube.com/Doug Benson. And tickets are on sale now for Getting Doug with High Live at Largo on La Cienega in Los Angeles on February 18th. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie is Ride Along, and the number two movie is Frozen. I haven't seen either. But I'm sure that they are both a lot of laughs if you're a child. This has been Watch This, Not That. I don't care which one you watch edition. Be sure to get your Team Graham, Team Sam, and Apologies to Put Your Hands Together shirts at DougLovesShirts.com. And the prize bag is a box and a bag. We got a bag from a foreign airport. And that's all I'll say about that. And a box of D-Luscious cookies from D-Luscious Cookies. And then a bunch of other stuff that I put in the box as well. I got that because I was on At Midnight last night. And they also gave me a T-shirt as a parting gift. And since I already have one, I don't need two of those. And one of the guests tonight brought a flask for reasons we'll get into with him, and a copy of Michael Caine's book, Acting in Film. All right, well, yeah, we got a lot to get into with the prize box tonight, so let's get my guests out here. Returning Leonard Maltin game winner Rory Scovel, along with Will Anderson and Mark Wahlberg. I expected more from you guys. For the great Mark Wahlberg is here. Let's try one more time. Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Everybody seems all right.
That's fucking great.
It's kind of cold outside, but you know, we're getting through it. So exciting to have you here, man.
Dude, it's fucking great to be here.
First of all, watch your language. And secondly, why'd you bring a flask as part of your prize box contribution?
Here's the deal. You said to bring something.
You sure?
I knew if I brought two things, I'd be winning that shit. So I brought a book.
Oh, yeah, and you also brought the Michael Caine book.
Yeah.
Which I've heard people speak of as the best
Proofs
acting
the pudding.
Book.
Proofs in the pudding. Here's the deal.
Are you mad at me?
I'm pacing right now. I'm just pacing out. Here's the deal. You put that on your desk.
What does that mean?
This is why I idle.
Have you thought about writing any of the screenplay for any of your movies?
What do you mean?
Because I just think it would probably be a bad idea.
For me to write it out?
Yeah. If you wrote a screenplay, like if you tried to write a movie that you're in.
Oh, I wrote 3 episodes of Boardwalk Empire.
There's no way that can be true.
It's totally true.
Well, I take it back.
Most of my stuff were like, here's a chick, this chick takes her clothes off, and then they fill in the rest. That's all it is. Here's the deal, though.
Oh, you're more of a story writer for the show.
Yeah, like I break it out.
All right.
And you see, here's the deal. You take this book, okay, you put it on your desk, then you have like, you know, those meetings we have where people want to put us into movies. They see this on your desk, you're in. I've never even opened that book. You know why? I don't need to.
That was intense. Rory Scovel's here, everybody, and he is not only our returning Leonard Maltin champ, but he was also fascinated with this book. Do you want to see it?
Is that published by Applause?
I am.
Yeah, that's what
you
it says
what?
Right
Let's
there.
Let's leave
Applause.
It right there.
You brought a copy of your one of your albums, Live At. Is that
Live
what it's
At?
Called?
Live At.
Live
and
At.
I let the viewer decide where they thought the show was.
And it's a vinyl version of it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only version. I do not like big sales.
And first time guest Will Anderson is here, everybody. Hey. All the way. But you live here now? Is that the deal?
Or? Yeah, I live here now. But okay. But I came here from Australia a couple of days ago. So I brought stuff in the duty-free bag from the airport.
This makes it seem like I'm the only one not doing a character.
I'm young Yahoo serious.
It's a great fucking movie, bro. It's a great fucking movie.
Could you do a gritty reboot? Marky Mark is like a gritty reboot of Yahoo Serious. Young that would
be. Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. It'd just be me like running around shooting people. And then he had that guitar, right?
Yeah.
I could play guitar. Did you see Rockstar?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Were you disappointed in the reviews of Rockstar?
I mean, from what Donnie told me, everybody loved it, so.
Oh, Donnie reads reviews and tells you?
Oh, yeah. I got to keep him employed. Blue Bloods. He's paying them to be on Blue Bloods.
People pay to be in network TV shows?
Oh, yeah. If you're Donnie?
What is this, Will?
That's a poster from my podcast, Tofop, but it's a picture of my dog. That's my dog.
Dog is the co-host of your podcast?
Well, she just comes in and thinks she is the co-host of the podcast, and she's terrible. So... Yes, so that's my dog. And there's a T-shirt from the podcast as well. But there's a range of Australian foods that you can't get here.
Yeah, and you got all of these
koala
at the airport?
Meat.
I got these at the airport in Australia.
Koala meat.
There's Tim Tams, which are like a cookie. They're delicious. They're the best.
Excellent description. They're cookie-like.
Well, we call them biscuits, cookies, but you say cookies.
Okay, but yeah, these look delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. There's caramello koalas, which are like little chocolate koalas that are filled with caramel, as opposed to normal koalas, which are filled with chlamydia.
Chocolate.
That is true. Chocolate. Koalas, they look so cute, but 90% of them are high and have chlamydia because gum leaves get them high and they all have sex and they all have chlamydia.
And you're like, you don't have to bring that kind of propaganda in here, Will. We love koala bears.
You do. In the same way we love Paris Hilton.
So you're saying when we visit Australia, we should avoid the koala sex parties?
You should.
All right.
I just picture Australians snuggling with Paris Hilton, like, I love you, like we want to hold koalas. You know what? Let's forget that last part. Edit that out. Edit that out if we get a chance. Thanks.
And that's Vegemite. That's the...
A fucking tube of Vegemite made popular in that song by Down Under. By Down Under, that band Down Under.
Men at Work.
Yeah, Men at Work. Love that guy. We were talking backstage. Awful if you just eat it out of the tube.
You shouldn't eat it by itself. You got to put
but
on,
I was
like,
thinking
toast with butter.
A badass like Mark Wahlberg would totally eat some of this right
yeah,
out of
yeah,
the tube.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
the
then,
truth.
And then tell us what it tastes
that's
like.
That's exactly yeah. the truth.
But it's like a miracle. If you have butter and toast, it tastes like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
it's it's awful.
It's made of what's left after they make beer. And we just looked at that as Australians and went, we're not wasting any beer. Let's put that on our toast and just send our shit beer to America and call it Foster's.
Now, do you have a water to kind of chase that down?
I got my Celebrity Edition Voss bottle. Here's the deal. You guys think I care about eating about this because it tastes bad? A lot of calories, bro.
Well, so don't have a lot of it.
All right, I'll try it out. You know why else I'm going to do it?
Why?
Because you guys are afraid. But I'm not afraid.
I am afraid.
I thought that angle would work if I made it like you're the most badass person up here.
It's like black oil.
Yeah, it looks like soy sauce blood.
Yeah, soy sauce blood.
Can I go for it?
Go for it.
Yeah, try some of it.
Psych out. That was concrete.
No, what do you mean it's not bad?
It's not bad.
No way.
Get into it.
Nah, I'm not falling for this. Nah.
I'm not even making a face, bro.
Licorice peanut butter. That's what
it
looks
like. Oh, my God. That would be the best, dude.
You made me drop my koala candies. All right.
He's
going to
do it. He's going to do it.
Is that not? No, no, I'm not. No, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Well, you can do it because you know how good it can taste.
Yeah, but as far as Americans go, I win.
I just did it so I could taste Marky Mark's spit. I enjoyed it. As an ally of America, we're your number one ally. Every time you get into a fucking shit war, we're first there. Okay. So, you know, we are Milhouse to your Bart Simpson. I'm happy to...
Dude, I know a lot about wars.
Remember when Crocodile Dundee came to New York? That was the second one. So.
And I respect, it was just Crocodile Dundee 2, wasn't it?
It was.
Did it say, but was it like back in action or something?
No.
I'll show you a knife.
Comes to New York. They went with the worst title. Crocodile Dundee 2 comes to New York.
All right, so that's all the prize bag stuff, and thanks for bringing these things, guys. And somebody's going to win all of this tonight. Very quickly, though, because this is Doug Loves Movies, what have you guys seen lately? What's the last movie you saw, Rory?
I watched half of Harlem Nights this afternoon while I was waiting to renew my pot card.
Like in the waiting area.
In the waiting area.
Harlem Nights.
The doctor's office for pot knows how to entertain the clientele.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Arsenio Hall.
Isn't there a lot of profanity in that?
That's a lot of cursing, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's just sitting around the waiting room.
Laughing
of the doctor's
off.
Office. Everyone's loving laughing it. At it?
Laughing out loud, just being giddy.
Does it make you want to see...
At the doctor's office to get your pot card, no one's worried. Everyone's like, well, we all know why we're here, because we're fucking cool.
Harlem Nights is such an interesting choice. Do you think they, like, popped it in the...
I mean,
in
they
the
run
DVD
probably,
player, or are they just showing a movie channel?
I think DVD. I mean, they play about 4 or 5 movies a day. Eventually, you're going to hit up Harlem Nights.
That makes sense. Will, what about you? Have you been to the cinema?
I've been trying to catch up on the Oscar movies. So I saw Wolf of Wall Street, which I liked quite a lot because it seemed like somebody had bet Martin Scorsese at a party, I bet you can't make a 3.5-hour ad for cocaine. And he was like, I can, and I can get it nominated for an Oscar. I loved that.
I think Martin Scorsese himself is an ad for cocaine. I mean, that man seems way too alert.
I mean, I did like it though. I didn't watch a movie out of respect because I flew back from Australia on the plane and they had new movies, Oscar movies on the plane, and they had Gravity, and I've not seen
that. That'd be a weird place to watch, is Gravity.
That's honestly out of respect. I was like, this is not what he imagined when he made this film. That somebody,
oh, right,
I'm going to download this onto my iPod Nano and watch it how he wanted.
It's a great movie though.
You're afraid of people like leaning over and seeing that you're watching. Gravity and being like kind of tense on the flight?
No, I'm cool with that.
Oh, all right. Is that what you were thinking?
No, I was thinking let's move on.
Yeah. That does make sense in this big scheme of the show.
Yeah, Gravity, Mark's a big fan of that movie.
No wires.
That's why you liked it?
You didn't see a single wire that whole movie.
You were looking the whole time?
Sometimes I'll go to plays. I can see the wires. Gravity? No wires.
Gravity would be a great play.
On Broadway.
Broadway, yeah, just a chick walking around for 2 hours?
Yeah, I mean, it was basically a vagina monologue.
Yeah,
just shorts. Just out in space.
I texted Sandy after that movie. I'm like, good shorts.
I thought she looked really cute floating around.
Under Armour? Was that Under Armour?
Did they go Under Armour on that?
I'm asking you, pal.
Could have gone better. You want to know what I just saw?
Yes, please.
No fucking joke. You know what I saw today?
No, tell me.
Departed.
Well, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. It's already been kind of... It's a weird enough show as it is tonight, so might as well just get into it.
Let's do it.
You must be pretty, you know, you seem in fairly decent spirits considering I'm sure you were close to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That was a good man. That
right?
That was a real good toad. He loved craft services. he used to play this game where he was like, Mark, come over here. We're going to jump in front of all these people. I'm like, Phil, we're in SAG. We can just go around these people anyway, bro. He was like, it's more fun if you pretend you're cheating. Love that dude. And you know what else?
No, I don't.
Pretty good actor.
Yeah. Yeah, damn good actor.
He could arm wrestle, too.
One of
he
my look favorites.
Like that dude, he could arm wrestle. He'd arm wrestle a woman. And win.
What, you like, did he arm wrestle a roller girl or something?
Oh, no. That would have been great, though. You know what, true story?
Yes, please.
She really got naked in that movie.
Yeah, we saw it.
I was there. Now you know for sure.
Do you think there's some women that just put on like a body stocking and have a fake bush put on and then...
Oh yeah, they Photoshop it. They like Photoshop them later. Like there's these pictures on the internet of Terry Hatcher topless. That's not her. Just dropping knowledge, guys.
Terry Hatcher, it's finally that case has been cracked. Yeah, what happened to Terry Hatcher? Why isn't she in anything anymore?
I guess
that
she's got that Desperate Housewives. She had that Desperate Housewives money, I guess.
Yeah, it was like that show, Lonely Girls or whatever. Oh, no, it was called Desperate Housewives. You're right.
You're pretty into Terry Hatcher.
Oh, my God. Did you ever watch Lois and Clark? Dude, she got top billing on that. She was Lois.
over Superman. You're right. That's
yeah,
pretty
it was.
Impressive.
It was kind of a pussified spin on Superman.
She looked
no
good.
Offense.
She looked good running.
Yeah,
on.
That's right. Who would win in a fight, you or Dean Cain?
Now?
right now.
Me.
He's backstage.
Me. You go back 12 years? Me.
Why do we need to go back then? If
I'm just saying, because if you go back then, he'd be afraid to do it. Now he'd just want the pub.
Oh, that he's desperate true. For the
yeah,
pub.
He's doing a show where they hunt Bigfoot.
Dude needs pub.
People are mad at me because they know how Lone Survivor ends. I can tell you how Bigfoot hunt ends. They don't catch him.
At the end of the commercials for that show, do they say, Squatch, what happens? Because if they don't, they should.
I like that you're surprised that he's on that show, given the fact that he was Superman and he got second billing on Lois and
That's
Clark.
That's a good point. He did that Ripley Believe It or Not show, too, for a long time. And I'm like, not.
All that shit's photoshopped, right?
Yeah, I told him, I go, Dean. Because we talk every once in a while. I'm like, Dean, you need to do shows on either the AMC shows or the HBO shows. Stop. Nobody is watching anything in the 300s on DirecTV. Stop with those shows. He's like, no, I need to buy a jacket. Whatever.
It's a particularly harsh winter here in California right now.
Yeah, we're in the like mild vortex.
have any of you guys seen the movie Bronies?
No.
Okay.
Is that about the dudes who love ponies, the little ponies?
Mm-hmm.
It's not acceptable.
You'd like it. I would turn you around if you watched it.
Yeah? All right, I'll check it out.
All right. I appreciate that.
Immediate 180. All right, I'll see it.
If you trust a man, you can't pick and choose. Rory, if there's a dude in your life who have you said to yourself, I trust this guy, and then he tells you something, sometimes you can't be like, no, I don't trust it. You always trust it.
I mean, the weird thing is I get it. I get what you're saying. And you're right.
You see 20 Feet from Stardom?
No, I haven't seen that one.
See it. Have you seen Pulling John on Netflix?
No.
It's a documentary about arm wrestling. See it. Philip Seymour Hoffman? Not in it. But it's still really good.
Okay. Thanks for the recs.
We trust each other.
I can't believe how easy it was to get you to come on the show and that we get along so great.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable.
No, I'll take a meeting.
Oh, this is a podcast.
Let's just see what happens.
This is the night this podcast becomes a movie. I see it.
Yeah. You could do some casting changes on an Entourage movie. You know, like if you make a movie of it, you should play yourself. You should be Vince, because he's based on you, basically, right?
Yeah, but I already did it.
You already lived it.
Yeah, that would be like, then let's just call it Encore.
How come you didn't? Why don't you have an Entourage tonight?
What's that?
You came here alone tonight. You just showed up
and put
your wig on?
No, it was me and Donnie. I'm running late. He's out in the car, circling.
Oh, you won't let him valet the car and come in? And I'm sure
if
people would
love
to see
him. He wants to pay the money,
but
guess what? He doesn't have it.
I wish to God that this was all very real. I wish this was so real.
Well, it's about to get really, really real because it's time to... It's time to begin the games. It's game time.
Begin the games.
Game time.
Game beginner.
I'm on my way. I'm making it. Game time. All right. Rory.
Yes.
And Will and Donnie.
What'd you say?
I called you Donnie. Just kidding.
You know what?
I'm going to give you one.
I'm going to give you one.
Oh, I get to do that once and that's it?
I'm going
to
give you one.
Okay. you know how this works? You are going to go out into the audience and select name tags of the people you want to play for.
Okay.
Maybe somebody's got a Departed poster that they changed to Defarted or something.
There's a lot of name tags. I don't see my name.
All right, well, just...
pick somebody else?
No, just pick something you like. There's one, Gus, the field goal kicking mule over there, and some people with stuff they scribbled on plates. George has a huge sign. Didn't we pick... You got picked last week, right?
Did you win the prizes? No? Okay, so you're still eligible.
Jordan knows what I'm talking about. And while they finish up doing that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Mr. Wahlberg?
George.
George has a huge sign, and last week his sign was chosen, and it was very big as well, but he did not win, I'm told, by George. So
I picked George.
Why do you like that so much?
One, you can tell he means it. Two, he looks like the uncle nobody talks to anymore. But he's like the best fucking uncle. But your mom's like, no. He's not giving you a ride. Just because she knows he'll stop at the bar.
Who are you playing for, Will?
I'm playing for Jason.
I see that. Show the camera over here. There you go.
Here we go. He brought Richard Pryor's album. It says That Jason's Crazy is what he's put
on.
What
did it say underneath it?
A word that I did not think through when I grabbed this album.
No, but you could say it because you're...
Just reading it?
Just be reading it, yeah. What does it say?
That nigger's crazy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that.
No, why? It does not say
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, Will, it doesn't weird... say that at all.
That is horrible.
I had no idea. Australians were so...
Well, it says that crazy guy's crazy.
Yeah, it says crazy people. Richard Pryor's crazy people.
Well, we were backstage and you were like, I'm going to drop it. And I'm like... Don't, Will, because I can't be affiliated with this right now.
This is not good for Mark. This is not good for Mark.
I'm so. Who are you playing for, Roy?
I'm playing for Batman Drew.
Oh, I get it.
Batman made his symbol too big for his uniform. Takes up most of my chest.
Well, that's going to make a most delightful vine that I'm going to put out into the world later. And
Vines,
yes. Since Rory is the returning champion, he gets to go first.
This has never happened to me before.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
If you win again, you can really... maybe come back next week. Yeah, it's very...
Mars stars. Very...
So you get a big category, and then from there we'll go to Will, and then to Mark, and...
clean up.
Hopefully, yeah.
Bat and clean up.
So you've listened to the show, you know how this works?
What's it called? Leonard Mullen
Game? The Leonard Mullen Game? Oh,
yeah. What's the podcast called?
What's that?
I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, no. I'm in.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Pick a category, Rory, between at me, B, Tommy, B... wrote on Twitter, gluten-free. Gluten-free, and that's sequels to Steve Guttenberg movies that Steve Guttenberg was not in. Because it's gluten-free. At MC Anna, or McAnna, I think she corrected me on Twitter, McAnna, said, Ice Ice Baby, and that's the films of Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey. Have you worked with any of them, Mark?
Jennifer Grey.
T Cube or Grey?
We made a movie.
You and Jennifer Grey?
1992, backstage.
What?
What?
You were in a movie with her?
We were in a movie together.
I see what you're saying. And fart
sex.
Cancer.
Sex. He was talking about sex.
Yes. Fart cancer suggested... Whistleblowers, and that's movies that have a lifeguard in them. Which one of those would you like to play, Rory? Champion Rory?
I would like to play gluten-free.
All right. Would you like a gluten-free movie from 1988 or 1994?
Ooh. 1988.
Leonard Maltin calls this movie a bomb.
No shit.
Yeah. Gutenberg was in the original, but he's not in this sequel. And Leonard says about it that...
He says about it,
what can you say about a sequel that Steve Gutenberg won't even appear in?
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah, and
that's a great review.
And it takes place in Miami. And Leonard lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rory?
I want to say 7, so I will.
Okay. 7 names, Will.
6 names?
Okay. Sounds confident. Mark?
Say name that movie.
You're saying to Will name that movie?
Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
Interesting.
I was really bluffing.
Yeah, or, you know, you did what you had to do because you didn't want to give Rory 7 names.
Right.
I don't think Rory would have gotten it with 7 names. So. Mm.
Okay, what about my history on this show says I wouldn't have gotten it in 7 names?
Matt McCoy, Janet Jones, Marion Ramsey, Leslie Easterbrook, Michael Winslow. That's your... And David Graff is 6.
The late Michael David Winslow. Graff.
Yeah, Michael Winslow.
So is it
made a bunch of noises?
Yeah, is it a police academy? It's so.
Yeah, here's where you're in trouble.
Yeah, so he was in Up to 4, which is Citizens on Patrol, but that's.
Wait a minute! You know this much about the police academy movies?
You know, but
that's amazing.
I fucking jumped off when Steve jumped off. That's the problem. Number 4, Citizens on Patrol. I think the best in the series, and I could skip ahead to 7, which I think is Mission to Moscow, but I'm fucking foggy on 5 and 6.
How is that possible?
There was I know so much, but not the important stuff.
Would it help you to hear the clues again?
Did my clue? Mission to Moscow?
Miami. It's something. Okay, good. Thank you, Doug. I love you.
Do you want to give
something
a
Miami?
So it's
Police
not,
Academy.
Not, it's not CSI. Not CSI Miami. That's not it. It's not Miami Vice.
Sounds like he knows.
I think Mark is going to get the point.
Is it just Mission Miami?
That's not a bad guess, but it's Police Academy 5, : Assignment Miami Beach. Yeah, it really rolls off the tongue. I can't believe you remember. But that puts Mark Wahlberg on the board. Wow. First time player, first point.
You know why? Because just like life, I'm winning.
You're doing pretty good. Were you a little disappointed that Lone Survivor didn't get more Oscar attention?
I think
it was just released a little too late in the year, I think was the problem.
No, we got it in time.
I know you got it in time, yeah. But in time for everyone to not get around to seeing it.
No, we're currently working on like an appeal process.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because if we do get it, they're going to have to redo the SAGs and the Golden Globes, and hopefully there's some time for
you can
the
make
Oscars.
Them do redos on all of them.
Do you want to know something about that movie?
I'd love to hear something about that movie.
Live ammo. I told him, I'm like, load it up. Let's
You're
go.
You're such a goddamn badass. It's ridiculous.
He was like, you shoot at me. I'll shoot at you. This is going to look so fucking real. We did it.
One take?
What's that?
One take?
No, we kept using more and more kids. But
but for those kids, it was their last take. They did one
I don't
take.
Know. Yeah, because there was no ambulances or anything. And I think I was the only one who actually had live ammo. But it looked great. Have you seen it?
Hollywood Secrets.
It's good stuff. Yeah, yeah, I saw it. It's an intense movie. Yep.
And you know who lives?
What?
You know who lives?
Your character.
You know
you're the guy, the real life guy. Like, that was something I was talking to Rory, I think, about last week, is that it had been, mm-hmm. the movie would have been maybe a little shade more interesting if you didn't know who was going to be the lone survivor. Like, if you're wondering.
But you would still know. If you took Mark Wahlberg and sent him out into the wilderness with 5 dudes, and you said, hey, one of these guys is going to come back. It's not going to be Donnie.
Doug wanted to call it... Oh, Donnie would be one of the 5 dudes.
I wish that would have happened.
He tried to get in. I told him, like, Donnie, there's no background in this movie. Get out. He's like, I'm just walking through. I'm like, don't walk through. We're shooting people.
You never get killed in your movies.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, you know where?
Where'd
well,
you die?
Here, it's possible, because we don't know. Perfect Storm.
Well, we don't know, in the case of every movie you've been in, the character could have died a
you
few years
else?
Later.
In that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Real beard. I grew a beard out for that.
I can't believe the stuff we're getting out of you.
I don't mind.
I thought you were going to say real ocean. I thought you were going to say real ocean.
It was a real ocean.
The last 15 minutes?
Oh, that goes without saying.
Last 15 minutes of that movie?
Yeah.
You don't know what happened. I had to make it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I messed with the wheel. We still died. I don't know.
Okay, Rory gets to pick the category again. But this time we're coming right at you, Mark. So
let's
get ready.
Let's do it.
GK Miller 15 suggested Honey Boo Boo. And that's Jessica Alba movies that Leonard gave the bomb rating to. Honey Boo 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 Boo. Mm-mm. The ideas are suggested King Lear, L-E-E-R, and that's a movie where someone spies on naked people. And I Am Mac Douglas suggested New Year's Heave, which is movies that are not for emetophobes. Those are films where there's a great deal of vomiting. A lot of vomiting.
So I guess two, the second one. I'm going to go with the second one.
The Naked the People? Naked
Did I get
people?
It right? yeah, The Naked People. King Lear.
This movie where someone looks at naked people is from 1978. Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars. I could heartily disagree with that rating. I don't know where that came from. But, you know, Leonard's got his own opinions.
You could hardly disagree?
I heartily.
Oh, you heartily.
Verily.
I didn't. I thought he said hardly disagree.
But I love that someone in the audience felt the need to go, I got it. Yeah. Fuck better. You, Rory. Yeah. I got it.
I agree with him. He's better than me.
Let's make that guy eat some raw Vegemite.
You want to eat some raw Vegemite?
I got it.
I already got some. I brought 2 tubes.
Leonard calls this movie a spoof. And he also says that it became a short-lived TV series with a different name. And he lists a whopping...
Everybody's in this.
18 names. Oh, you already know what it is?
I knew what it was when you said the category, bro.
Oh, okay. 18 names,
That's
Rory.
Intimidating.
He's real...
And he's winning.
Yeah, he could take this whole thing.
18 names.
He could bring it
down. Do you really not know what it is?
I wouldn't even have to apologize.
What was the year?
No, let that go, bro. He said it, and I know what it is.
I have to ask.
1978.
And it's naked people being spied on. And
someone spies on naked people, yeah. And it's a spoof, according to Leonard. And that's a pretty good clue.
0 names.
Whoa!
No. not at all.
Why did you say that?
8 names.
Oh, okay. It's a healthy bunch of names, Mark. But you think you already know what the movie is.
I know. That's why there's no.
I know. Let's go 4.
He says 4. What are you going to do about that, Will?
Disappoint everybody.
Dude, you know it. You know all the police academies. Just go for it.
It could be one of the police
academies. Is it an early police academy film? I have to go 3, right? That's
or ask him to name it.
Yeah, but that confidence is overwhelming.
But it's Wahlberg. It's there even when he's wrong.
Don't get
Nobody
me wrong.
Nobody knows.
But I've been sitting so close to it. It's infected me.
Go 3, dude. You can do it.
You know what? He's saying that because he doesn't know it.
Oh, I do know it. I'm just telling him. Why don't you Aerosmith
it? Fuck, he knows it.
Aerosmith it, bro.
Aerosmith.
Mark Wahlberg.
It's called Living on the Edge.
But name that movie.
Do you want to just guess without the names?
No, because I might be wrong. And you know what this is called? Suspense.
Your 4 names.
All right, here we go.
Are... James Widows, Mark Metcalf,
yeah.
Kevin Bacon,
I know,
and James Daughton,
mm-hmm.
And the movie's called
Animal House.
Full title.
You really want it all?
Yes, I do.
That's all you're getting. Because if we walked into a room right now, you would go, Mark, Animal House is on TV.
No, I'd say the whole name.
Oh, you would?
Mm-hmm.
If I know the whole name, can I have the point?
No.
Really? You go full
Boogers.
Because that's where I learned
it. It does also say Animal House right underneath it, like, you know, like also known as.
Yeah, like the Pina Colada song.
Wait, how much? Will, your point. Will wins.
That's what I'm saying.
He has to.
Are you kidding me right now?
You don't fucking know it.
The movie's called Animal House.
dot.
But if it had more words in the title.
I get it wrong the other way?
If it
dot
had,
com. Wow. Idiot.
What was the name of that movie with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo?
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yeah, that's correct.
You really want me to go full boat?
Yeah.
That's just the production company, bro.
That's what the movie was called. Right. National Lampoon. If you look it up alphabetically on movie listing sites, you'll find it under N.
This is for the listeners.
What?
Jordan knows it. That's some Belushi right there. For free.
But also, it's fun that Will's on the board and we have an exciting game. Right?
No.
All right. All right. Mark Wahlberg wins.
No, give me a halfer. Let's keep going.
Give you a what?
Give me a halfer then.
A half a point?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
That is fair.
Because then if they both get one, I still win.
All right. You have 1.5.
Don't worry, Batman, Drew. I'll get one for us. I'll get one.
Also, you know what?
We do have time limitations.
Not losing the belt this week.
I don't need to win. I guarantee you're going to have me back.
Let me have
his half
point.
Yeah, I have people back that don't win all the time.
There we go.
It's not, you don't have to, but to come back next week. Can you come back next week?
Not a lot going on in the Wilberg house.
Yeah, Donnie's got my book.
Out in the car,
yeah.
Driving around the block.
Can I get back to you?
Yes.
Let's say pencil yes.
Okay. All right, we got to get through this.
All right, here we go.
So should I give Will a point for that?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Are you kidding me right now, Rory Scovel?
1-1-0. 1-1-0. Mark Wahlberg knows my full name.
I kind of want Mark Wahlberg, too.
I'm going home with a win, no matter what.
Wahlberg knows my last name? Shut up. That's cool.
You want to pretend we're in Dorchester right now?
Wait, what?
Hmm?
All right, Rory gets to start again.
Good.
Same weird
good.
Thing keeps
it's
happening.
So far, no matter, everyone
no matter
else.
What order we're going in. But then Will will be second this time. And you get to choose between Ivan M. Cohen suggested Duck Dynasty, which is movies with a duck.
Wait,
or...
Doug, would you really say, hey, check it out, National Lampoon's Animal House is on TV? Would you really do that? Because you seem to me like a man that just wants to get to the point. Mm-hmm.
You're right. I'd probably...
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably just say, look what's on, because I don't. Most people can see any two seconds of that movie and know what they're watching.
I'm going to be proper and ask one quick question. Mm-hmm. Just one quick question.
Okay.
Did I just fuck over George?
What does that mean?
Like, what if he really wanted to win and it could have been over?
Everybody wants to win.
Yeah, but he could.
And getting the name of shithead's almost better than this.
Sorry, Uncle George.
Full of crap.
Guys, get in here. Tyler Perry presents Madea Goes to Christmas is on.
Madea Goes to Christmas. Because it's not coming to her.
That would be a tagline. That would be a tagline.
Hey, can I have that?
All
right. So, told you something would come of this.
So, Duck Dynasty is movies with a duck or Joan Collins. Radio Flyer is movies where Cuba Gooding Jr. flies. And at Affable Mouth suggested My Heart Will Go On, and that's movies where Leonardo DiCaprio does not die. We did a Mark Wahlberg Dies category, and I thought you died in The Departed for some crazy reason.
Oh, I lived through that
so
shit.
So I was wrong, and people got mad. It was crazy.
No, I'm living.
Everybody but you died, right?
I'll tell you what you won't be in 20 years.
And that rat.
You won't be a fucking trooper. That was free.
Oh. What?
I was just dropping lines from the movie. I still
have them. Oh, okay.
They're all up here.
And you did it for free?
Yeah, I could do any movie.
Any movie that you're in?
Yep, I still got lines.
Oh, interesting.
Look at me, I'm talking to a plant right now.
Oh, that's the happening?
New game.
This is a fun new game.
Do another one. I do like this.
Do another one.
I'm ready to go, Jack.
Boogie Nights.
Boom.
Oh, shit. More.
Your dick was so big in that movie.
Yeah. I think, what's another good one? I'm ready to make... All right, here we go. Ready? Ready to punch that time card.
Lone Survivor.
No! You're good at this.
We gotta keep going. This is great. This should be 1 point, right?
Sorry, Uncle George.
You want to see if I can think of
Uncle
one?
Uncle George.
Just throw one in when you think of one as
okay.
we continue
yeah,
the
we'll
game.
Do it. We'll do it.
All right. All right. So which category do I play, Rory?
What was the last one?
Leo DiCaprio does not die.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
He does not die in this movie. It's from 19...
Well, you think you're the only guy with a gun?
98. The Departed?
You think you're the only guy with a gun?
Oh, two guns. Two guns.
You think you're the only guy with a gun?
The other guys.
You think you're the only guy with a gun?
What is this?
Somebody out there. Jordan, you got it?
But no.
Fuck
no.
Jordan. You think you're the only guy with a gun? Here's this. That's even in the fucking trailer, bro.
Two guns?
No.
Fear?
No. You think you're the only guy with a gun?
You don't keep saying it.
Oh, okay.
It's last kind of creeping me out. Like, where?
I heard Huckabees.
Last time I checked, you liked when it was repeated. You think you're the only guy with a gun?
You the guy up? Just yelled out Coen Brothers.
No.
Oh, four brothers.
It is not four brothers.
Coen Brothers.
Hey, was that the same guy as before?
Three Kings.
Yeah. Wasn't him?
Three Kings?
Not Three Kings. It's in the fucking trailer, bro.
Ten Kings.
What do you mean? You're acting like we just saw the trailer yesterday. It's a movie that has to be at
least
6 months old.
The Italian Job.
It's not the Italian
Job. Bullshit! Bullshit!
It is not Shooter. But I'll tell you this right now. We're making a great list of fucking movies.
All Oscar-worthy films.
You give up?
Oh,
or you want to hold on to it for a future show? I guarantee you there's one person who's too shy to talk who knows exactly what it is.
What is it?
In this audience?
There,
the
I
big hit,
it.
The big
hold
hit.
Hold on, no, I heard her. No, shh, let that girl
contraband.
Talk.
Contraband.
It is contraband.
I don't know why we're clapping.
That's one of the worst titles of recent memory. Contraband. Such a weird... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Contraband.
Get big. Get
1998.
Get big.
Good year.
Get
good fucking year.
Two stars.
What's this category?
This is Leo Does Not Die.
Okay. Don't tell him.
Oh, I got it. I already know what it is.
1998. Leonard calls this movie a rambling. He says it's rambling. And he also says that the person who made this movie is coasting, the filmmaker. And
what does that mean?
But this movie has nothing much to say. And he lists, woofy.
300 people.
Jesus. Twenty-nine names.
Jesus Christ. If it was 30, I'd know it. I'm gonna go 7 names.
Seven names.
Just so you know, I know it.
He's right. I do believe him this time.
I really, like, you know what? I don't feel like I've been part of this. I feel like I'm dying of cancer and this is my last wish.
I assure you, cancer is very different.
Wait, hold on.
Also, there's only 25 names. He just recounted.
Can I don't know, it go I don't back know to I, my turn?
I don't know how I got 4 more out of that, but it's 29. I mean, 25. It's 25 or 29.
Movies where he does
so
not
far,
die.
Rory's only going to get 8 of them.
You know what?
Huh?
Can I change my
sure.
answer?
Are you serious, bro?
Just do it quickly.
One name.
Wait, what happened?
Somebody remembered his senior year of high school.
As soon as you said it was 25 names, I knew it.
Well, I don't want to spoil this moment. Rory, name that movie.
You get one name? Is that what you said?
One name.
Well, you know who it's going to be.
That would
you
be
do?
The best.
The one name is Karen Duffy.
Karen Duffy?
Yes.
I did not see Karen Duffy coming. Duffy?
Yeah, the Duff was in this.
I only had one
what
guess.
What do you think it is?
I just realized I don't know it. But I have a guess, but I know that it's wrong.
So say it.
The Beach.
That is incorrect.
No shit. Yeah. No, that's, no shit.
This movie was one of Woody Allen's lesser works called Celebrity. And Leo actually runs away with the movie. He's the funniest part in it. He plays himself, I believe, in it. There you go.
More of a Growing Pains fan when it comes to that. A lot of spunk.
All right, so that was, so Will gets a point.
Right? Game's over. Game's over.
Why is it over?
I have 1.5.
Oh, so you want to just declare yourself the winner with that?
We can do whatever. Will feels like he has cancer. Let's make him feel good. Although, I will say, there's a lot of people with cancer making a wish where they spend some time with me. So, you're not doing too bad, bro.
I believe him. I, for one, believe him.
What does it feel to be, like, you know, integral part of a wasted wish? Like, don't you ever say, hey, maybe there's something better you should do. You're dying.
Oh, yeah. These fucking kids. I tell them, I'm like, I'm really happy you're here. We've got errands to run. This is Donnie. If you need anything, some sort of bag changed or whatever, he'll do it. But let's go to Gelson's.
All right, all right. I'm sorry I asked. Apologize. Should we play one more point? Show's gone way too long. Apologies to put your hands together. But at least Rory participated in that strange way.
Yeah, unnecessary.
You really locked in on the beach, I guess.
Yeah.
Why would 25 names?
Yeah, that's what.
Did that have a big cast? It was him on
not
a beach.
No, I'm not. Girl. I'm not good at the game. So.
Mark, you get to go first. I'm gonna pick a category to save time.
There's no such thing as a desk pop. Nailed it.
Oh, that was a line from a movie.
National Lampoon's Presents.
I was like, what is this? A non sequitur.
You told me.
What are you talking about?
You did tell him to do that.
That's a good point.
I thought you might say something like, oh, I thought of another one and then say it, but you just slip it in there. It's nice.
Seizure style. Good stuff. Yeah.
But the guy in the audience knew it. Yeah. I've never seen The Other Guys.
Really?
Strangely enough.
Good fucking movie, bro.
The category suggested by Sather87 is expired milk, and this is films where Sean Penn dies.
That's great.
The year is 1995. Title. 3.5 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin. He calls this movie Powerful, son.
One name.
And
I don't know. Whose turn is it?
Huh?
Who's going
first? You're going to go first, yeah.
Okay, one name.
Do you want the rest of the information?
Nope.
Do I get this point if he doesn't get it?
Yep, and then you know what that means? I still win.
No. Will challenged you on the last one, so he gets to go next.
Good
so
for you.
Will can win this thing, I think.
Jesus.
It's yours, yours to lose, Will.
All right.
What do you think? He says he could do it in one name.
All right, name that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Will is sitting between like two of the biggest bluffers.
Do I just go?
In the history of the game. I'll tell you the name. Do you want the name?
The Beach was a good
Sure.
Why are you understanding this game less as we play it?
No, because I don't
know. You were on top of it at the beginning.
Dude, here's the deal. I'm a producer.
I didn't mean to yell at you also.
I know producer.
Put him down, Mark. Put him down.
I'm a producer. Things got to move, right? You say we're low on time. I'm like, do you want to do that? Go ahead. If you want to save the time, which we've now spent talking about this.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Oh, then I don't know it.
See, well, if you had to guess.
Peter Skarsgård? Skarsgård time?
Skarsgård.
Peter Skarsgård.
I would have gone with Dead Man Walking.
And you'd be right! Who's excited about Mark coming back? Can you come back next week?
Pencil it in.
I'll pencil it in. I will not write it in pen. But you did it, man.
Hey, as soon as you said powerful, I'm like, I know what movie that is.
But you didn't think Peter Sarsgaard was in it?
No, why didn't they go, what's his name? The guy who was about Sean Penn time? Or Susan Sarandon?
Because they're at the top. You read it from the bottom.
Oh.
Do me a favor. Listen to the show a couple episodes between now and next Tuesday.
All in all,
Tuesday,
I think it went great.
And then...
not you. Me. My time.
I Heart Huckabees.
Nope. Not you, me, my time.
I Heart Huckabees?
No.
Wait, somebody in the audience said Boogie Nights, but you wouldn't do the same movie again, would you?
I would not do the same movie again. It is The Fighter.
The Fighter!
Head body.
That might be my favorite of all your films, The Fighter.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about that.
So many women getting these quotes tonight.
They know. They know where to look.
Wahlberg fans.
Here's the deal. Everyone but me nominated for a goddamn Oscar in that movie. I spent 9 years trying to make it. I pay the guy it's based on. He's boring in real life. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry I don't get addicted to cocaine and run around for 2.5 hours like Christian Bale and then cry in a car in one fucking take.
In one take he did
one
that?
Time. He did that one take. They started singing that song for no reason. Him and Melissa Leo just staring at each other crying. As soon as they shot that, I'm like, I'm out. These two.
You still did a great job in that movie, and you have been nominated for an Oscar for other things.
That's true.
So...
Plus, I'm
fucking
like
settled
so
down.
Fucking rich.
You really know how to find the silver lining.
Yeah,
but not the silver linings playbook. Were you kind of upset that he got Brad Cooper to be in that? Because he seems to use the same actors over and over again.
Like. Yeah, I know. That dude's great at not shaving.
Yeah, I thought that might be a sore point.
It's okay.
Speaking of people that are great at not shaving, Rory Scovel, what are your plugs?
I'm going to be in New York City doing shows February 8th, 9th, and 10th, and I'm going to be in Philadelphia doing shows February 13th, 14th, 15th, and then I'm taping my first special in Charleston on February 21st and 22nd. So if you like my style of stand-up, these would be good opportunities to show some support.
Hey, I'll try to make it.
Great job. Thank you. Great job. Can you pass me your shithead? And Will's shithead we don't need because Will, Donnie, I almost called you Donnie again. And you told me I only had the one time. So,
you know what? That's your one for next week.
Oh, we get one out of the way early.
Yeah.
All right.
Got a tab.
That's great. Okay. So, George actually wins all the stuff. Yeah. Come and get your stuff, George.
Wait, do we get a plug? I don't get to plug anything?
His nickname was Pang. That's funny.
Watch Wahlburgers on A&E and Transformers 4 and 9 other movies on the end this
George.
Year.
Yeah, you could keep your sign too if you want.
What?
What's that? He was first in line tonight? You got ahead of Baseball Jordan? How'd that shit happen? Jordan just let him in the line with him.
Let's let these dudes fight it out. Head body. Head body. It's real.
Pain and Gain?
What's that?
Playing the game again.
Oh, no. We could do... No.
I guess anything you say, we could guess a movie.
I'm thinking it might be a movie, yeah.
Yeah, is this...
Ted! Ted!
You got it.
Ted!
Are you going to do Ted 2?
Can you tell us? Are you allowed to talk about Ted 2 yet?
His Western looks really good. Are you in that?
I'm going to do it. I'm not in that, no.
Not even a cameo?
No, we got in a bit of a fight, but we mended it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because
let's get into that next week.
Yeah, let's do it then.
Let's do it next week.
Hi, I'm Huckabees.
Yep. I do say let's do it next week.
In that movie. Will Anderson, what say you plug-wise?
I'm in San Francisco for Sketchfest this weekend. So
oh, right on. I'm doing a thing up there, too. I'll see you running around.
That'll be fun. Yeah, so I got a show with Dave Hill on Thursday night and then a bunch of other shows over the weekend. So check out that. That'd be cool.
My movie interruption on Saturday sold out, so come see me. I'm going to be one of many guests in a thing called One Star with Tom Lennon and Matt Myra at Cobb's on Saturday night. In San Francisco. So come to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you next week. You don't even, you know, and you don't have any projects to plug, right?
Yeah, no, I do.
Oh, what?
I'll be at Sketchfest this weekend.
What are you doing up there?
I'm going to be doing the set list show.
That's crazy. That's where you go out there and you don't know what your jokes are going to be.
Make it up.
You're not even a stand-up either. You're just an actor getting thrown really into this world.
Yeah, it's really
amazing.
Crazy. You are a great stand-up.
Yeah. What movie was that from?
What, where you just put the mic down?
No, you're lying.
Where what?
You're not in movies.
You're what?
So yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
My life, that's my life movie.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Roy Scovel, Will Anderson, and Mark.
Shitheads, what are the shitheads?
Marky Mark Wahlberg, and as always.
Oh, sorry. Why am I telling you?
What are you, a fucking stage manager?
Just got excited. I didn't read it.
And as always... No shitheads. No, as always, Hedley Lamarr is a shithead.
And the person who called Tom Hanks a shithead on last week's episode is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenfeld is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in it.